Get ready, Tony. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order, Canyon Zoning Board of Adjustment. If you'd rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, this is April 27th. Sitting on the board to my left is Judith Zott. I'm Bob Petron. Boy Chivers, Ron Howe, Mark Romakitis, and joining us remotely is alternate Tony Steinmetz. Lisa Galicia is the recording secretary this evening. And if you'd be so kind, Lisa, to lead us off with the continuation from last month, please.
Old business, case 21-001, continues from March 23rd, 2021. Applicant Amelia Healy, 82 Pritchett Road, Sandy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner same, property location same, map 406, lot 129. For a special exception under Article 5, Section 5.02A2, Table of Use Regulations, Type of Land Use, Residential, and a variance under Article 15, Section 15.04E, Specific Special Exception Uses, Accessory Dwelling Unit. Intent, to allow the construction of an accessory dwelling unit with an increased square footage area above the maximum 750 square feet.
Very good, and the applicants are here, and no re-noticing of abutters. That was carryover from last month. So we should have with us Ms. Healy and Mr. Sperry, is that correct?
Yep.
Want to go ahead and go over the plans we made adjustments to?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did have a peek at him. I think he did a great job with it.
Hello.
Well, we changed it around quite a bit.
We did. Not the footprint, just how you had organized it, is that correct? And now it's a single story.
Now it's a single story.
You really knocked off some square footage that way.
It will have a full cellar with outside access.
Mm-hmm.
Just a single story, and everything else, and actually, I apologize, we just received this from our architect who was taking my plan. It's not any change to what you've seen, it's just a more polished version of it.
All right. We don't have that yet?
You do not have that because
okay.
I just got it.
Well, then I will take this and we will include it in the records. Lisa, I do have some official plans for Pritchett Road, okay? And I'll make sure you get those.
Yes, thank you.
For the file. Any questions or comments from the board?
No, you got under 750 square feet.
That was the target number.
That's inside, and
that's fine. It's living space.
Yeah,
living space.
I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. You've got a basement under it now.
We'll have a basement, which actually, after I left last month, it was. It wasn't a happy time, but in fact, I'm really happy with what.
You're
going to enjoy having the basement.
Yeah, well, I've lived the last 20-some odd years in Jaffrey without a basement.
Sure.
I am going to be very happy to have it.
All your mechanical stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Any comments or questions from the public this evening on this project? All right. If there's no other questions or comments from the public or the board, I'll close it to the public. We'll run through some criteria and we'll vote on each one of the items as they're read.
Can I read the special exception standards?
Please do.
Section 1502 of the ordinance, standards provided by this ordinance for this particular use permitted by special exception, which is what yours is. No hazard to the public or adjacent property on account of potential fire, explosion, or release of toxic materials. Agreed?
Agreed.
Petron, aye.
Chivers, aye.
How aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Sorry, Mark.
Number two,
no detriment to property value in the vicinity of the change of the neighborhood on account of location or scale of the buildings and other structures, parking areas, accessways, odor, smoke, gas, dust, or other pollutant noise, glare, heat, vibration, or unsightly outdoor storage of equipment, vehicles, or other materials. I agree. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Number three, no creation of a traffic safety hazard or substantial increase in the level of traffic congestion vicinity. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number four, no excessive demand on municipal services, including but not limited to water, sewer, waste disposal, police, fire, and schools. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number five, no significant increase in stormwater runoff onto adjacent properties or streets. Chivers, aye.
Petrin, aye.
Zott, aye.
Ramakaitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
May I make a motion that we grant the special exception?
All right, there's a motion on the table to grant. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Chivers, aye.
All right.
Wasn't that easy?
Wow. That was great.
No,
you will receive it.
No
notice in the mail of this. Good luck with the project. And thanks for working with us on that square footage
thing.
Thank you
for making a really nice effort.
Good job.
Well, thank you.
We stayed within the confines of the law. And,
thank you.
He's the architect. I'm not.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with the project.
Thanks.
Welcome to Candia.
Thank you. That's how it's done.
There you go.
Right now, easy. Yep, that was easy to do. He did a good job on that.
I'm in the basement.
Waiting for you to take your notes, Lisa, and we'll take the next one.
New business?
New business, please.
Case number 21-003. Applicant Greg and Cynthia Huber, 924 High Street, Candia, New Hampshire, 30034. Owner same, property location same, map 404, lot 53. For a special exception, under Article 5, Section 5.02A, 2, Table of Use Regulations, Table of Land Use, Residential, to allow the construction of the 34 by 32 accessory dwelling unit totaling 748 square feet to provide necessary care to my handicapped parent.
Very good. And your butters have been notified?
Yes.
All right, and the applicants are here?
Yes.
Won't you please approach the table and lay out the plan for us?
Do you want to come up, Mom, or can I move this?
Sure, absolutely.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Your name is for the record?
Greg Heward.
Thank you.
This is my mother, Cynthia Heward. Do you mind if I speak on your behalf, Mom? So, what we're proposing is a 748 square foot ADU that's attached to, that will be attached to an existing dwelling.
This is what we're looking at here, Greg?
Correct, okay. Yes. So there should be a revision in there because there was some concerns about where it was going to go. So that's the actual. Yes, sir.
Can I just have one question for you?
Oh, certainly.
It's going to be 32 by 48. That works out to 1,088.
34 by 22.
Where does it say?
Right here. And he's included the deck, which I don't think he has to.
It says right here, intent to allow the construction of a 34 by 32.
Well, that may have been a typographical on somebody else's part.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what's the size, Greg?
34 by 22, totaling 748 square feet.
And that math works out?
Just for the record, you're including the deck on that.
Correct.
And you don't have to
do that.
So
okay.
That could actually, that 34 gets shorter.
My father-in-law was the architect behind design.
Okay. How wide is that deck?
It's going to be, do you know the width of it?
5 feet.
So we're going to take 5 off of 34, really, is what we're doing.
It's 170.
If you look at page 3 of 7, you'll see that the dimensions actually show 34 is the living space, and the deck is extra, so.
Okay.
The deck was not included in that.
Okay.
So the drawings don't quite match, but you are, the living space is 34 by 22.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So the idea behind this is in 1987, my mother suffered 1997, she suffered an accident, became a paraplegic. In 2009, I lost my father to ALS. I'm an only child. So by allowing us to be able to build an ADU, it will assist us in being able to provide adequate care for my mother, and my family can be there to assist me as well.
Okay. Is the septic system designed?
So yes, I had Jason Franklin.
Yep.
I have the actual, I don't know if you need the...
No, that'll go with the plans.
Okay, yep. So he did this all up. It's been submitted to the state, so my last conversation with him, yes. Well, so this is basically, he drafted this in the event that the existing one fails. And that's what we were told when we came in here inquiring about this whole process. So they said I needed this. We took the steps to make sure that we had this document.
You're ahead of it.
There's no plans at this point to put it in because...
No, because it's the one that is in existence right now is you know, adequate and is functioning. She's been occupying it herself for the last 12 years. One person, so it's...
How about parking? Are you enough parking for...
So she's 500 feet off the road, and the parking, 43 acres.
Half an acre out there.
Yeah, there's plenty of parking to go around. So,
Pretty good. It's pretty self-explanatory, straightforward, I would say. Is there any comments from the attending public? Questions? Nothing at all? You're all abutters?
Yeah.
Okay. No questions or problems. If there are any other questions or comments from the board, we'll entertain them now. Otherwise, I'll close it to the public and we'll go through the criteria.
I would just like to make a comment. I'd just like to say it's easy to make a decision when you've got all the information.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, everything is here and you're not asking questions and everything is according to the what the rules are, it's really easy for the board to make decisions.
Yeah, it was a not to interrupt you, but it was quite a challenging task, a lot of legwork, speaking with area residents and folks, my peers that I went to school with over here that went through the same thing. So to get that stuff in line to try to minimize having to potentially come back type thing.
Well, I think you did a good job on the presentation anyway.
Thank you.
Greg, is that a police officer's badge?
It is.
Which department?
Well, I'm currently in Fremont, but I'm leaving and I'm going to Epping.
Okay.
So.
Good. Well,
very good.
Thank you.
All right, then it's closed to the public, and we'll let Boyd continue with the description and criteria.
Section 1502 of the ordinance, special exception standards. A standard provided by this ordinance for the particular use permitted by special exception. Number one, no hazard to the public or adjacent property on account of potential fire explosions or release of toxic materials. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number two, no detriment to property value in the vicinity or change in the neighborhood on account of the location or scale of the buildings, neighbor, other structures, parking areas, accessways, odor, smoke, gas, dust, or other pollutant noise, glare, heat, vibration, unsightly outdoor storage of equipment, vehicles, or other materials. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number three, no creation of a traffic safety hazard or a substantial increase in the level of traffic congestion in the vicinity. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number four, no excessive demand on municipal services, including but not limited to water, sewer, waste disposal, police or fire, and schools. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
Number five, no significant increase in stormwater runoff onto adjacent property or streets. Chivers, aye.
Petron, aye.
Zott, aye.
Romakitis, aye.
Howe, aye.
May I make a motion?
Go ahead and make a motion, Mr. Chivers.
And we'll regret the special exception for lot number, where are we here?
First one on top.
404, lot, map 404, lot 53, the applicant Greg and Cynthia Ward. 934 High Street.
Any second on that?
I'll second that.
Second by Mark Romakitis. All in favor?
Aye.
It passes just like that. You'll receive a notice of decision. Good job with the presentation. That makes the key.
It's like Drew said, you come in with the plans, you come in with the details, it's done. But if we've got to pull teeth, it's makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
So we're all set.
Good job.
Yep. Good luck with the project.
Yeah. Well,
good job. Huh?
I knew your husband.
Oh, you did? That's why
we lived on Merrill Road.
Okay.
We had a greenhouse business and raised sheep.
Yeah. I remember, I said, you look familiar.
So Greg, what are you going to do in Epping?
So, I've got 20 years in.
You work with Dickie.
I may not look it. Thank you for the compliment.
I didn't say anything.
I got into it as a school resource officer.
Yeah.
And I started off in Allenstown. was there 8 years, Fremont 12 years. So I'm leaving to go to Epping to get back into the schools, and I'm going to be a school resource officer, full-time, Monday through Friday.
Do you think any part-time work, you know, you can?
Yeah, no, I listen, I've talked to Lieutenant Langlois and Chief McGillan, and yeah, I know.
They know him.
You know, we're right there.
The only thing is a hard business. My son-in-law is a deputy sheriff, and I think it's really hard to...
In Rockingham County?
No, he's in New York.
Okay.
Seneca County in New York.
Yeah, it's tough. It's been a strain, you know?
You know, this whole thing that's happened in this country in the last year...
It's crazy. It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Yeah, you know, and hey, all you can do is just go out there and try to, you know, provide the best service and, you know, treat people with dignity, right?
It wouldn't happen in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah. It's a crazy world we live in, but...
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Good luck. I'll let you get caught up, Lisa, and then you can join us. Take your time.
Have a good night.
That sounds good. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the evening, folks.
Thanks for coming in.
Going back to old business, approval of the minutes from January 26, 2021 and March 23, 2021.
We had deferred the approval last month of the January 26th minutes. I would like to make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And that approves January 26th, Lisa.
There's one more set.
On March 23rd, minutes need to be approved. Is there a motion to approve those?
I'll make that motion.
To approve as presented?
As presented.
Second.
Second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's March 23rd, Lisa, approved.
So we elect the chairman and the vice chairman now?
Before we do that, I just wanted to confirm with Ron that he will be coming back.
Yes, I will. And I just have to get a letter.
Can you get that before the next selectman's meeting?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The next meeting's on May 10th. The appointed time.
Okay, so I get a little time.
Yeah.
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 All right, make a note if you have to.
Yeah, I just did. Sorry.
That's all right.
Been a busy time in the year.
All right. So I do, Mark is back. And I also came back, Mark and I just got sworn back in for another 3-year term. And having said that, I'd be remiss if I didn't, part of the reason I came back is because of the people that are sitting on this board, including Tony. And I wrote in my letter to the board that I'm willing to continue this work with the board that is currently in place. So it's partially because all of you and Lisa that I've returned, because it's my pleasure, my honor to work with you all. I enjoy the task, and you're good, easy people to work with. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
If you're not getting thanked from anybody else, like the Board of Selectmen or people seeing you on the street, let it be said I'm thanking you. So
I think we're when you look at some of the boards in town, I think that we're pretty special.
Oh yeah, you're right, Julie.
I you know, we disagree, but no one is ever disagreeable.
That's right. Correct.
We know how to disagree without being disagreeable. But that being said, I would like to make a motion that Bob is reelected for chair.
And I'll second that with pleasure, great pleasure.
Yep, I agree. Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Tony?
I abstain. Tony?
Aye.
Thank you.
And with that, I'll nominate Mrs. Ott to be our vice chairman.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Tony?
And I'll abstain.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you second that?
I did. And Judith abstained, of course.
Move to adjourn.
Well, we have one more.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know. Are we going to talk about that tonight, or are you just going to discuss it tomorrow?
No, because it now becomes an official act, and we're not driven to discuss it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
So we'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Okay.
I just did. Chivers made a motion to adjourn.
That it's seconded by?
I'll second that.
And Mark, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wow.